You may have heard us this time last week talk about a Chicago ban on the sale of new fur products. It has advanced in the city council from a committee meeting on Tuesday. If the full council approves the ordinance, which Ray Lopez has put forward, Chicago would climb aboard a fur-free bandwagon that includes 16 cities and the state of California. The ordinance advanced Tuesday would make it a crime to sell, offer for sale, trade, or otherwise distribute for monetary or non-monetary consideration a fur product in the city. That is, you can't sell fur products. And they said that the industry has alternatives, and they'll give them a year to figure out, if you're a fur store, how to offer things that are not furs. Joining us now is Kim Salvo, the Fashion Fur Director at Animado. Kim, you're on WGN Radio. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi, John. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Where are you? Where's your store?
So we're based out of New York City, so we are in the heart of the fur industry in America, and we are wholesale manufacturers. So we sell to stores all across the country, including all of those in Chicago. And so, you know, we look at these fur bans, they pop up in all different cities, they pop up in all different states, and I'm one of the representatives speaking on behalf of the fur industry to have these things stopped and to have them opposed. Goes against so many American standards, like your freedom of choice, shutting down small businesses, making a totally legal, natural, sustainable product illegal, which makes no sense. I mean, if you love trees and you don't want people to sell pencils, you're not going to pass a law that says don't sell pencils anymore. So, you know, people do love animals. If they don't want people to buy furs, just don't buy the fur. Don't make a law that says don't buy the fur.
Right. But I think the difference would be people aren't concerned about the treatment of trees, and they are concerned about the treatment of the animals, both how they're raised and how they're killed. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So we look at that. So the furs that are used to make fur coats come from two different sources. So they come from fur ranches or fur farms. So the same way we raise chickens for poultry and eggs, the same way we raise cattle for beef and other products, we raise fur animals for fur coats. Those animals are raised under ranching conditions. They're regulated by third-party regulations. They're American companies. They're American businesses. They operate the way any animal industry would operate, and that's where the ranch fur comes from. And then we have natural fur, and that's a conservation effort. And people have to remember that conservation does not mean saving. Conservation means the best use practices of the natural resources available to you. So for conservation, we have trappers. Trappers have to have license, they're regulated, they have seasons, they have quotas as to what they can trap, and all of those trapped animals, not only are they trapped to control populations in the wildlife, but they are trapped for their fur because they do have a use. So the animals that we're using are useful and purposeful. When these bans of animal usage industries are applied, the only thing that happens is the animals end up dead. And I'll explain that very clearly, right? Foie gras, that's the liver that comes from geese. Chicago banned foie gras from being sold in its stores and restaurants. So did New York City. Do you want to know what happened to all those geese? Take a guess, John. What happened to all those geese?
I don't have a clue.
They died. They all died. There are no more geese. So that was what the animal activists did. By banning the product, they actually ended up killing the animal. So those animals are no longer bred. They're no longer being ranched.
Well, the existing stock. But the concern is, that, I understand. Look, we raise cows and we have leather and we eat beef. And maybe if we closely watched how cows, chickens, and hogs were treated, we might not eat meat. But we seem to be okay with that. We've made peace with ourselves. But the videos that are out there of the treatment of and the descriptions of the treatment of the animals for furs are hard to countenance, particularly since we don't use them for sustenance. It's just for vanity. It's just for a coat, and there are other ways to get coats. There must be a difference there.
So there is a difference, because when an animal is harvested for its fur, like 90% of the animal is used. So the carcass is used for fertilizer and for feed. Other products are made from it. The oil is made from a lot of the animals. And the pelt itself is 100% of that pelt is utilized. So it's not a wasteful product. It's not like you're just picking out one little thing and then the rest is getting
thrown away. Just talk about the treatment of the animals, though, Kim. It just
the driving force in this conversation.
The reason the city council is responding is because of the inhumane conditions that the animals are subject to.
Yeah, so it's a raised animal. So, like you said, the beef and the chicken and the poultry and all the other animals that are raised, it's a raised animal. So they're bred, they're fed every day. They have veterinary care every day. You can't raise a sick animal. So you're raising healthy animals. And then when it's time for them to be procured, then that's what happens, the way they do in any other animal usage industry.
Yeah.
So they're not being tortured. It's not a thing where you don't prolong, a horrible, cruel thing. There's no pleasure in that.
Well, what circumstances are the animals raised under? Maybe the humane treatment of the animals that you're describing, I would describe as inhumane. If an animal exists its entire life in a cage and is just fed until it gets large enough to kill, I think some people would take exception to that, even if it's a clean cage and they're fed regularly.
Yeah, so we're looking at mink are burrowing animals. So the conducive space for a cage in a mink farm is conducive to a mink out in the wild. So it's a burrowing animal. It's in a small space. They like to be cozy. They like to be confined. They don't like big, wide, open spaces. And this is what happens. Animal activists go into a mink farm. They, quote, unquote, liberate the minks by releasing all of the animals, which is completely illegal. That's illegal trespassing. That's illegal activity. That's illegal against their property. These animals go scurrying outside into the wild. And the first thing that happens is they get killed. They're run over by cars.
Yeah.
They can't forage for themselves. I mean, that's inhumane. That's inhumane. You can't quote unquote liberate animals
by having them in that condition. What do you make of the suggestion? What do you make of the suggestion that say you lose that argument, but that the fur stores could still stay in business if it's to protect the livelihood of these people? They can sell fake furs. They can sell leather.
Yeah.
They can adapt. The city said they'd give them a year to change. What do you make of that?
Yeah. Option? So that fake fur concept is horrible. Faux fur is made from synthetic microplastic polyester. That's contaminating the environment. It's not biodegradable. It doesn't last very long. They're disposable. It's disposable garments. And I believe that there should be a law passed that we shouldn't be able to call it faux fur because there's nothing fur about it. So when you take a synthetic garment versus taking a natural garment, those are two totally different products. So a natural fur will literally last forever, a fur coat. Generations go by, people pass it on. It's worth the investment. It's not for everyone. Furriers don't go around pressuring people that they have to wear fur.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? We don't do that. Vegans go around saying, "Oh, you have to go meat free." But furriers don't go around pressuring people like that. And I had a laugh on Friday because you started off your segment by saying, "Oh, people wear furs and they have to go around apologizing for it." And I started cracking up because there's a meme on social media, and the meme says, "Eat meat, wear fur, apologize to no one." There's no reason to apologize for wearing a fur coat. It's an awesome choice. I mean, you're in Chicago, the windy city. It's one of the coldest temperatures that we still have in this country. Chicago furrians have been supplying fur to customers for generations. Generations.
Kim, I'm out of time, but I'll give you the last. Well, you've done your team well, but I just one last quick question from you. Then, what do you expect is going to happen? Do you have a read on what's going to happen at the city council?
We need the city council to oppose this. They can't take a legal product and make it illegal and destroy these businesses in doing it. And it's not about public health and safety. And that was the committee that put it through. It's about businesses. I mean, you take the organization like the Humane Society. Mm-hmm. They have a $100 million budget that they get solely from donations. And they're using it to close down these historic family businesses in the city of Chicago.
Kim Salvo is the fashion fur director at Anamado and obviously heard our conversation last week. Maybe some of the aldermen are listening now.
I hope so.
Okay, Kim. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.